Masechet Kelim Perek Vav Mishnah Bet will continue to talk about makeshift ovens. Mishnah says, Ha'even shehaya shofet aleha ve'ala tanur. If a stone was used to balance a pot on top of it and on an earthenware oven that was next to it, with a fire being lit between them in that gap between the pot and the between the stone and between the oven, Alehav ala kira, or if a stone was placed next to a kira, an earthenware kira, and a pot was placed on top of it, and the kira that was next to it, and a fire lit in between them, Alehav ala kupah, or a stone was put next to a kupah, and a pot was placed on top of it, and the kupah next to it, teme'ah. In all these cases, the stone is considered to be part of the stove, and it becomes tameh. The stone is attached to the ground by a layer of clay around the bottom of it, so it's treated like an earthen, treated like earthenware, and therefore the entire stove over here, the entire makeshift stove, is considered to be like an earthenware kira. What we're saying over here is the stone could become part of an earthenware stove by being attached to the ground next to it, even though an oven or a kira that was put down in this place to be used by itself and not to form a stove with the stone, it doesn't matter. The stone was placed next to it for the purposes of making a stone, and therefore when it's used together, it's considered to be part of that stove. So therefore, we say it's considered to be like an earthenware stove, and it becomes tameh. Aleha ve'al ha'even. If the stone that was attached by clay to the ground was used as a stove, by balancing a pot on it, and then a freestanding stone that was next to it. So here, the stone was not attached to the ground with clay. Aleha ve'al hasela, or on it and bedrock, a rock that sticks up through the ground and was never separated from it. Aleha ve'al hakotel, or on it and a stone wall, tehora, it's pure. The stone attached by the clay to the ground is considered, can be considered earthenware, but the other stone is just a stone. So therefore, the stone as a whole is not susceptible to tum'ah. We're saying from here that an oven or a stove could be that could be smashed can become tameh, which would exclude stone or metal ovens that cannot become smashed. We learned this from the pasuk where it says tanur vekirayim yutatz, an oven or a kira should be smashed. So in these situations, they cannot become smashed. It's not used. Usually we don't break a stone or a metal, and therefore they're not susceptible to tum'ah. This was the type of stone used by the Nazir when they were cooking their Shelamim offerings. It was made of a stone opposite the bedrock of Har HaBayit in order so that it should not become tameh. When a nazir finished his nazirut, he would bring three korbanot. One was a shelamim, and therefore, it was cooked in this special spot in Har HaBayit, known as the chamber of nazirim. Kirat ha-tabachim, the law of a stove of commercial cooks, people who would sell their meat in public, they would need to cook a large amount of meat at the same time. Bizman shehu noten even besad even nitmet ahat mehen, when he put one stone alongside another stone, and then he kept on making this long row of stones with pots on top of them, in between each one of them, balancing with a fire in the middle. One pair of stones becomes tameh because of tum'ah, like a dead sheretz falling into it. Lo nitme'u kulan, the other pairs of stones do not become tameh. Each pair of stones is treated as a separate stove.